USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Top Biden administration officials say the U.S. military downed another high-altitude object that flew over American airspace.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked the object over Alaska for 24 hours.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
He said President Biden gave the order for the military to take it down. I'm Dave Collins.
Federal investigators also beginning to piece together details about the Chinese high-altitude spy balloon shot down off the East Coast last weekend after traversing the entire continent. Investigators at this point seem certain the craft was collecting intelligence primarily on communications.
Some of these pieces were able to collect signals intelligence. That's according to the State Department. Now, the FBI has been a little bit more cautious with what they're saying. They said they want to get eyes on the payload. They want to get their eyes on the electronics before they definitively say what this was capable of.
Correspondent Melissa Pera in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. U.S. officials are also revealing the broader nature of China's global surveillance capability with these balloons. President Biden will travel to Poland later this month, ahead of the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine.
He will meet with President Duda of Poland to discuss our bilateral cooperation, as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will visit Poland, which borders Ukraine, February 20th through the 22nd. An advisor to former Vice President Mike Pence says one classified document was found at his Indiana home. That statement came after a search of the home that lasted about 5 hours Friday. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Border Patrol encounters at the southern border are on the decline. The feds are out with the latest immigration numbers for January. Arrests are down 42% compared to December, and it's not families who are seeking asylum. More than two-thirds of all arrests were single men looking for jobs. One in four of those arrested in January were frequent flyers who were arrested for illegally crossing the border before. The head of CBP said in a statement that the numbers prove the new border enforcement measures are working. A plan to continue an illegal immigrant relocation program out of Florida is heading to the desk of that state's governor for his signature. It sets aside $10 million to help send inspected unauthorized migrants to sanctuary cities of their choice.
So they can live off of their taxpayers instead of the hardworking Floridians.
Before the Republican-controlled House followed the Senate's lead and passed the bill, Representative John Snyder stressed Florida is facing an unprecedented surge of illegal immigration. Democratic opponents argue the bill is cruel and a political stunt that abuses public trust. The CDC is adding the COVID vaccine to routine immunization schedules for kids and adults. That joins the flu, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, and other shots. However, that does not mean the CDC is making the shot mandatory for children. It means that it's joining their current recommendation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.